We're talking with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, the cattle on feed report came out this afternoon. What does it have to tell us?
Well, first thing we want to do is explain to everybody this is a report that was due 2 weeks ago. It's the October cattle on feed report. It's coming out on a Thursday afternoon while the Globex trade is still going on in the cattle. We have not really seen it have any effect in the Globex trade. We did see our cattle today close on a negative note, so we thought, you know, if this report was friendly, it'd give us a little bounce to the upside. We're not really seeing that much of a bounce taking place. The report pretty much in line with expectations on feed as of October 1 came in at 92%. The trade was looking for 92.7. This means that we have on feed 10.144 million head of cattle. That is 7.6% below the three-year average. On the top states, Kansas was down 10% versus a year ago, Texas down 8% on feed, and Nebraska was down 5%. Now, this is the lowest October on feed since 1998 and the third lowest for the current 2013 calendar year. Now, looking at September placements, they came in at 101%. The trade was looking for 101%, right in line of expectations. That means we placed 2.025 million head of cattle. This is 12.8% lower than the five-year average. This is the second lowest September placement of the last 18 years. The only year lower was last year's placements. Texas placements were unchanged versus a year ago. Kansas was up 4%, and Nebraska was up 11% on their placements. The weight breakdown of the placements under 600-pound category was down 7.8% versus a year ago. 600 to 699-pound category, down 5.6%. 700 to 799-pound category, up 8.1%. And 800-plus category placements, up 6.5% versus a year ago. September marketings were at 106%. This is above the estimate guess at 104.2%. This means we marketed in September 1.695 million head of cattle, 5.2% below the five-year average. This is the third lowest September marketing since 1996. This is also the second lowest marketing number for the year 2013. Nebraska marketings were 5% higher than a year ago. Texas up 8%. Kansas up 15% on their marketing. Now, we also had a cold storage report come out. This is the October cold storage. A little bit on the negative side for beef. We were 3.4% higher on beef stocks than last month, 4.7% higher than a year ago. Pork stocks in the freezers, 3.2% above a month ago, but 10.2% lower than a year ago. Poultry stocks were 5.5% less than a month ago, but 2.3% more than a year ago. I do not really know if this report's going to have a lot of bearing on the market short term. Long term, it does confirm we are tight on cattle supplies, both in and outside the feed yards. Also, I think the cash trade this week will have as much to do with how the futures will react come tomorrow. Maybe we'll see some cash develop later this afternoon.
Thanks, Tom. That's Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities looking at the latest cattle on feed report.